This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on today, just like every other day. 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're mounted on it. Let's go. Well, John Brennan, the forever traitorous, treasonous, whatever you want to call him, he's a monster, CIA director who has probably killed tens of thousands of people with his directives as a CIA director, playing God with people's lives in other countries, and of course discrediting everything about the United States of America while CIA director and totalitarian monster. Can I say that just enough? I know it's time for brew and everything else, and here I am out here pontificating about a real monster in our midst. He's a megalomaniac. That's what he is. I mean, he is responsible for the deaths of so many around the world as the CIA director. Under Obama. He was a killing machine. He's a murderous thug. So anyway, today, or I guess yesterday, all of a sudden Donald Trump decides you're out in terms of having a security clearance. Now, I've never had a security clearance, and but I've understood because I've had to sign documents and stuff like that for various privacy issues and some security issues and things like that. I totally kind of get that. I've never lived under that. Now, I can tell you from experience that when you have certain types of knowledge about certain things, you just don't talk about it. You just don't bring it up. And if you leave one job and go to another, you don't just turn around and start smashing pumpkins over there on the other side. You know, it's just not appropriate. So, you know, I mean, you can criticize the president. You can jump all over him. I don't really care. But, you know, a person in his position as a cabinet member of the prior administration, I mean, we have never seen the likes of a John Brennan so overtly critical to the point of trying to damage the president of the United States in our nation's history. We've never seen it. So he is an aberration. He's clear, and he was an aberration as a CIA director. And let's talk about the Ukraine. How many people, tens of thousands of people, died in the Ukrainian Revolution to bring to power his person, that he or his people, which are a group of Nazis in the Ukraine, with the help of, now we're finding out, Robert Mueller. Hello. Yeah, squirming around in bed together in the Ukraine. We're finding that out. Robert Mueller involved in the Ukraine. Wow, really? At the same time, Paul Manafort was there? How? I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. So, anyway, we have the now explosive situation where they're saying, oh, the president is silencing his critics. I think he's silencing a hater of the United States of America. That's what I think. I don't think he's silencing any. He's just doing the right thing. Why should this guy have any kind of security clearance and have any kind of access to anything about this country? There's no reason for it. All right, now, so I've gone off enough on John Brennan. The president has absolutely made the right decision here, and I hope he takes away from Clapper and anybody else that fits into that category of El Destructos, just to mention a few. That's just me. To me, the idea of John Brennan having these kind of access or discussions or anything like that, to me, is just absolutely over the top. So anyway, I'm done now for at least a little while until we get more information about John Brennan. Heck, who? All right. Everybody is saying that the president has done the right thing, except for people like Adam Schiff. You know, Mr. Schiffless. Silencing another critic. That when is this going to end for these folks, right? It's never going to end because they are who they are, and we need to understand that. And just walk away from it. Just say, look, this is the way it is. This is what's going on. This is how the left acts and reacts anytime one of theirs falls. And they should be falling. They should be falling quicker. At least that's my opinion. That's the only thing I can think of. Anyway, okay, some of the other stuff that's going on. The people are crying out for, of course, Pelosi to drop out on the Democratic side. She's just absolutely, that giant sucking sound that you're hearing over there on the Democratic side is Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, isn't she the best gift that anybody could ever hope for? On the Trump side? I'm sorry. Did I say the Republican? I meant the Trump conservative Republican side. And if you're Californian, it's just the conservatives, because there is no Republican Party out there in California. Did you know that? It's gone. Kaput. Adios. Maybe it'll come back. I doubt it. That's one of the reasons there's going to be a new California, because there is no California. It's a monoparty system out here. So Maxine Waters speaks up. Listen to this. Are you ready for this? Maxine Waters. Nancy Pelosi, on Nancy Pelosi, strikes fear in the heart of Trump. You talk about people that are absolutely whacked out and crazy. It's Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. I know from California. Aren't they just the absolute epitome of all the things people say about California when you think about Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters? Maybe she should lose any security clearances she's got. And certainly Maxine Waters should have hers cleared. Anyway, that's just I'm out here blatant. I think I'm reflecting what people are saying around the United States. Because you take a look at these loons and you think, how in the world could these people absolutely have any kind of security clearance? But they do. This has just been part of the system and part of the swamp. You know, this is, I question, once you leave government, why do you have one? Or should you be examined to determine what's your political flavoring that you have when you leave office? At least that. Now, I just think it's wrong to have it both ways. Oh, I've got a security clearance. I know exactly what's going on, and I'm going to hammer away at the administration. I just don't get that. Oh, by the way, and why? What is the justification for having these security clearances? Oh, well, we might need them to come back to help us solve a world problem. Really? You see, that's why you don't allow that. I just think that's wrong. I think if you're going to have a security clearance, maybe for 6 months as transitions go through, after that they just fall away, they just drop off. I just don't think that dog hunts. I know there's some other radio talk show hosts. Oh, they need in conservative ones. They need their security clearances. This is not good. Really? You have a traitorous fool. As everybody knows Brennan is a murderous thug. He shouldn't have one at all, and he doesn't. Not now. Anyway, we'll be back. Shocking, I know.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. 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 Okay. John Brennan. I'm just perseverating on John. I just think it's high time. It's been around for a long time, menacing and hectoring the president. Which, you know, it just wasn't appropriate. Absolutely not appropriate. That's just me. Jack in the Box. Twitter demands healthy behavior. Now they're focusing, everybody's focusing on Twitter. Jack Dorsey. On Alex Jones' election security and regrets. This is an article. NBC News. Right. This is some of the comments. He had an interview, apparently, with Lester Holt. And says, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on Wednesday defended the company's decision this week to put InfoWars' Alex Jones in a 7-day timeout. Take a timeout. All you talk show hosts out there. All of you who want to exercise your First Amendment right. Take a timeout. Because Jack says so. Jack Dorsey of Twitter. Now, this is not in the article. This is just me saying this. I'm using the article as a springboard of sorts to condemn Jack Dorsey. You can just sense the condemnation, can't you? Listen, I haven't even got it for the first paragraph. The first three lines. Take a timeout. In a 7-day timeout. After Jones urged his viewers to ready their battle rifles against the media. Battle rifles. It's really interesting how these folks that want to create a revolution and wouldn't mind doing a violent one are trying to suppress those that have any kind of opinion about it. Isn't it? I mean, it is not even cute about this. Dorsey, Jack, let's call him Jack, the CEO. I mean, I almost said something very bad. What is wrong with me? Today it's a interesting day, to say the least. Dorsey said he resisted banning Jones, the embattled conspiracy theorist and radio host, despite calls to do so, some of which came from inside Twitter. Those Twitter folks are just so good, aren't they? They know everything. We can't build a service that is subjective just to the whims of what we personally believe, Dorsey told NBC News' Lester Holt in an exclusive interview. They're going to NBC, of course. Surprised they didn't go to CBS. CBS is kind of on the rope, so we got some sex scandals going on over there. And I'm telling you, it's the Rhodes boys again, Ben and David Rhodes. Like almost like ice cream, Ben and David Rhodes. Remember those guys? Mm-hmm. Says that Dorsey said he believes the suspension can be effective, and is consistent with the suspension. All right, suspension. He was suspended. We didn't really punish him. We disciplined him. There's two big worlds of difference between punishment and discipline. I get it. What Jack is doing is discipling to the media. He's a disciple of the media. He's discipling. Now, those of you that are not following this, He is a disciplinarian in the media. He is not a punisher. He doesn't punish anybody. Okay, so let me explain that. Some of you know where I'm going with this because you've heard me say this again. Some people don't understand the word discipline and punishment. It's two separate worlds. See, I understand because I used to work at school administration and used to work with discipline and punishment. I get it. Laws are written to discipline people. Now, discipline means this, to restructure behavior, to give structure. The word discipline means to give structure. So to go out and disciple means that you are going forth to give structure to people's behavior. Alter it if you have to, but give some structure. So take a time out. Time out is for you to think about how you should restructure yourself. That's restructuring. That's structuring. That's not punishment. Punishment would be, we're going to yank his chain. He's gone. He's out of here. Goodbye. But we give him a timeout. We don't punish Alex Jones or his listeners, by the way. See, the thing about these guys don't understand, Alex Jones has a massive following. I know some of your radio elites, really disagree with me on this. That's too bad. He has a massive following. We will go periodically to his services, and we've talked. We talk to his, we have contacts with him in the sense of what's the news, what's the story. We got a common story. That sort of thing back and forth. We've done that before. They've called me. I've called them. And everything I've called them for and they've called me about has been spot on, truthful and honest. And the criticism that they have in the media, especially people like the timeout Twitter, take a timeout. Have been appropriate. So, but my point is this. Not only are they disciplining Alex Jones, but by extension they're disciplining us. They're restructuring us. I missed the whole point, didn't you? This is just mind control. Wow. Mind control. Discipline. Time out. Restructuring. I get it. So the whole population on the planet can be denied the opinions of Alex Jones. And that way I can foist my desires on restructuring all of you. Right, Jack? That's what this is. There's nothing more than we need re-education camps on Twitter. This jump on board for the re-education camp. See, that's why they like the word re-education. We can restructure your behavior. We can restructure your thought process. That's what this is all about with Twitter. I hate it when this happens. I mean, really, don't you? So take a time out. Take a time out. Alex, we just want to restructure your behavior. Think about it. This is the old thing. You probably remember this. I mean, some of you might remember this. Or back in the day, before let's say the 1970s. Back in the day, if little children got out of behavior in the classroom, there was a chair in the corner, and they sat on it. They took a timeout. They took a powder. That's the old word. Take a powder. What that means is if women were too puckered up in a conversation in a nightclub, they'd take a powder. I'm getting out of this. I was triggered. I'm gone. They disciplined themselves. So back in the day, it was the dunce hat. What a dunce. Well, they not only called you a dunce, but part of that restructuring meant you had to go sit in the corner with a dunce hat on. Take a time out. Now they just call it time out. That's different than the old dunce hat thing. So here we have Alex Jones in the corner on a little high chair with a dunce hat on, taking a time out. Brought to you by those that know better at Twitter. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. Amorosa. What is this girl, Amorosa? Oh, boy. What is with this girl? Ah, okay. Now there's some other thing. I just got the shining bullet across the screen, as I call it, shining bullet, across the screen. There's just a whole bevy of things going on. Let's see. I want to get back into this extremist compound business, because this is something that has cropped up, of course. The compound in Mexico. New Mexico compound case linked to blind sheik trial. That was reported by us last week when this whole thing came up. Here we go.
All week, one of five suspects arrested at that Muslim extremist compound in New Mexico is originally from Haiti and has been living in the United States illegally for more than 20 years. She has since been detained by ICE. This, as we learn about the compounds and the suspects' links to the Blind Sheikh trial here in the New York City area back in 1995. Andy McCarthy was the lead prosecutor back in the day for that case, and he has a new article in the National Review Online on these very ties. He's a former federal prosecutor and a Fox News contributor as well. Andy, good morning to you.
Steve, great to see you.
So when you heard this name tied to this compound down in New Mexico, where allegedly they were trying to teach these little kids to become school shooters,
right,
you immediately made the connection.
Well, there aren't that many Siraj Wahajas, right? And the ringleader, evidently, or the alleged ringleader of this compound in New Mexico is the son of somebody who came up in our investigation back in 1993.
He wound up being on a list with people who could be potential troublemakers, along with Osama bin Laden.
Well, he was on a list of people who we thought could come up in the investigation or could come up in the trial.
And that's him right there.
Yeah, it turned out he didn't. We did not have to prove anything in the trial about him, but he actually did appear as a defense witness, a character witness for some of the defendants at the trial. The important thing, Steve, is he was a fairly renowned, I would say notorious, Sharia supremacist preacher at a mosque in Brooklyn that was very important to the trial because the Blind Sheikh used to preach there as well. And the ideology that they preached was that Muslims in the West should start enclaves or parallel societies where they both prepare for violent action against the host country and try to live their lives in accordance with their strict interpretation of Sharia.
And Andy, that's exactly what they were doing
right
out there.
You know, lo and behold, so for 30 years, it's like knocking your head into a wall, because what we learned in 1993, if we learned anything in that trial, it was that this is an ideologically driven threat. Mm-hmm. And if you pretend that the ideology is important, if you try to investigate it without considering the ideology because of political correctness,
right,
you're always going to be behind the eight ball.
Well, their attorney says, look, these were just devout Muslims living out in the desert, practicing their Second Amendment rights. In the meantime, it sounds like the judge in this case has granted them all bail at $20,000. They're being held on a variety of other warrants and whatnot. They're not out, but still, $20,000?
Yeah, there's no Second Amendment right to abuse children. I mean, we have one dead child here. Evidently, nothing's been proved yet, but it's because of the ritualistic practices that went along with their ideology. It's not about people's freedom under the Second Amendment. It's about whether we have, I mean, look, this country's been at war since 9/11. And it's been at war with an ideology, and that has to be taken into account along with the other evidence that they find in the compound.
Read all about it at National Review Online. Andy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, so we reported this, that this guy was part of an unindicted co-conspiracy business. And I really appreciate the comments, actually, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot more of him out there than what we realize, and this is just a taste of it. We have been waiting, I think, pretty much for this kind of a story for a long time relative to school shootings, because, you know, our position here is a lot of these school shooters have been groomed and trained. You know, if you don't understand the whole grooming process of youth, it's, you know, it's a monstrous idea to even think of the notions that these things kind of go on. They've been going on for years. And one of the things where you see grooming taking effect and having, having effects is what's happened with the revelations that have come out with the 301 priests out of Pennsylvania. Now, I understand, to be in all fairness to the story, this is something that's been reported prior in years past. But the problem is, in what they're doing here, which I think is absolutely the correct thing to do, in this notion of these abusive priests and so on, you have to tell the tale from the very beginning. You can't leave out, we took care of this 15 years ago. It has no significance and relevance to today. That is not true. Because what happens in these abuse cases in which you have grooming of children, now keep this in mind, grooming of children at a very young age, guess what? Oftentimes, these children, like, they grow up to be adults. So say something was happening 15 years ago, doesn't have the relevance of today in the mind of the person who was groomed. That's just ludicrous. Because what happens in these circumstances is the person who was groomed back 15 years ago, they've been punished. Their lives have been in chaos. Mentally, they're all screwed up. And it's hard for them to get out of the hole. They have a life term of punishment. Punishment. Not discipline. See, it's a different thing. Mental punishment, emotional distress, all these things. That's the further victimization that goes on with this grooming business. Now listen, I know people and that I've known for years that I've helped out in the school situation when we find these things out. And every once in a while we get in people contact me and thank me. It's a strange kind of thanking, and sometimes it's hard to take. But these people have been saved for various reasons. Some come to Christ, and that realization or their belief deepens. They tell their story. They get it out there. They have a sense of being able to help other people. But these things are egregiously horrible punishment, lifelong sentences for these crimes. So that's why the linkage. I was asked a question yesterday about why. And by the way, a very good Catholic. I'm not disparaging the Catholic faith. Not at all. I'm half Catholic. I've settled on that. The schizophrenia of Catholicism versus Protestantism. But I was asked that question. Why are they punished in the priest again? And I said, look, it's a continuation. It's this whole extension of the grooming process. Now, this grooming process was a grooming camp. You have to look at it. I look at it that way. I don't look at it as a camp where we're going to train, kids to shoot and kill other kids in school. No, it's a grooming camp. This kid's being mentally and physically groomed for certain behaviors, for certain specific behaviors of killing. Now, this goes on with MS-13. People don't get it. This is actively going on down in Central and South America for young children, starting at the age of 6, to be groomed to become political assassins, and they by 7 they're doing it. They're actually killing adults as groomed political assassins. Everybody's punished then. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back. We're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Do not forget New California State will be, you must go to New California State here a little bit later today, because we're going to be opening up our store so you can buy shirts and all kinds of stuff. That's just my suggestion. Anyway. I would hope you would follow it. Twitter timeout. I like that. Alex, take a timeout. Take a powder. Come on, dude. You're good for it. Anyway, you can check out the stories that we're doing. And also, we're putting up all of our audio again on the website, which is really, really, I think, a very, very... I highly recommend it. I think it's very good for everybody. To see what we are doing. You know, it's kind of interesting, this whole thing that grooming kids to kill other kids. Isn't it? Isn't it sad? But this is the way these people roll. You know, there's going to be a lot more to come out. I just got to tell you, this, we're not done cleansing the beast, so to speak. And there's going to be a lot more stuff that's going to start coming out, and you're going to. This is the thing where you're going to have to, you know, buttercup business. You know what I'm saying? This is buttercup time. people, it's hard to take the revelations that you're going to hear about, but it's a necessary evil. Really, it truly is. It is absolutely a necessary evil. It's a necessary evil to get through, and we need to get through it. I think the quicker the better. But if we come in and we flood everybody with all this evil, it's really pent up evil over the last 70, 80, 100, thousands of years. Thousands of years. It's not going to work out well. It really isn't. I really believe that. I think we need to stage this and handle it. And as things come up, take care of them. You know, it's a formula, I believe, the right way is to address these things gradually. Don't just flood us all, because how do we address it? We get on information overload. We get on evil overload is what we get on. And just stage this stuff. Bring it out piece by piece. And that way we'll be able to handle the whole thing. An article now, who is this? This is by Brenton Cook. I think he's an Associated Press. Sometimes they give the author name and everything. And I like to try and get the guy's names and everything. If we post them, we certainly put the author's name up. Anyway, this is Canada struggling with the illegal border crisis of its own ahead of critical or crucial elections. Well, I didn't think they had border crisis in Canada. Did you? Or did they care about it? I thought that was like an open borders place. I thought Canada was, well, you got Trudeau, Jerry Brown's best good buddy. You've got Trudeau. What's the issue? There should be, everything's good in the hood. We always hear about how great Canada is, better than the United States. What's the problem? Well, they do have problems. Montreal, Quebec. As migrants continue to spill over the porous southern border. Really? No, wait a minute. Montreal, Quebec. So they must be talking about our northern border, the United States. Since, after all, it's Montreal, Quebec. A little tick thing going on there. Okay. As migrants continue to spill over the porous southern border, many politicians are calling the situation a crisis and are urging the government to do more. Some have even proposed putting up a fence along one of the longest borders in the world. The border in question, however, is not America's border with Mexico, but Canada. See, this guy is, you know, he's intuitive. He knew what I'd be thinking about that after two lines into his story. He's clarifying. The border question, however, is not America's northern border with Mexico, but Canada's with the United States. Some estimate that as many as 400 a day are crossing the 5,525. It's almost like a mile. I mean, this is mile border, though. Between Canada and the United States through non-official ports of entry, and with provincial elections looming, the issue is causing political ramifications. Really? They have ramifications there, too, in Canada? Oh, come on, Trudeau, you're blowing it, buddy. You got to, you know, hey, come on, help a brother out. You had better talk to Jerry Brown for your problems. It's his fault because of his porous southern border, right, Jerry Brown? Obviously, Trudeau's on the wrong, he's on the wrong side of something here. Maybe it's benefiting him, all these people come across and vote for him. Will Trudeau, now Trudeau just doesn't know the game. He needs to jump on board. Just come right out of the closet, Mr. Trudeau, and tell your own people, listen, I'm going to give them free driver's license. I'm going to give them free money. I'm going to give them free, and they're going to elect from my party. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give them the right to vote. Eh? So, I mean, come on. See, Trudeau's just on the wrong side here, maybe. As the Trump administration has canceled temporary protected status, TPS, for several nationalities with large immigrant communities in the United States, notably Haitians and Salvadorians, many of those people have felt they have little option but to flee to Canada for safety. This is called spreading the wealth. We're just spreading the wealth from down here. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? No, that's Quebec. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. The compound in New Mexico has been destroyed by the authorities. Isn't that interesting? I hate it when this happens, don't you? They've now destroyed the compound, apparently. We're going to look into this. We got a tweet. Can you find out? Okay, I'll find out. During the break, I will come back and we will talk about this. We're supposed to have a guest on. I haven't heard from my guest list, though, as to what's going on. So, anyway, surprise guest. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, the state of the future. There's no question. And it's going to be a state. I know that everybody's kind of standing around in disbelief, but this is actually happening. And some people are not happy, I guess, from what I understand. They're skeptic. There's skeptics out there. They're very, very skeptical about all this. And, the thing is that the whole movement is really, really, really moving quickly. And people aren't quite understanding that, but it is. And we're very, very happy about it. Anyway, so that's why you can go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and check it out for yourself. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And support us by buying a MyPillow every once in a while. And it's MyPillow. Use your discount promo code called Agenda at 800-266-4715. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.